I'm saying that if someone is ready at any of these doctor's appointments, they're not going to be outside, and that some of them don't answer their phones, and that some of them just can't plain see us. So we might have to go in and get them.
Okay.
So, like, maybe in the notes we might want to put that. For instance, some of the things that were in the notes prior are no longer in the notes.
Correct, because this isn't going to be a different setup. So the times are going to be different, and everybody's learning. This is going to be a learning process, as well as the riders are going to have to learn that they're going to have to be more vigilant about their rides and pay attention to their times.
Anytime I go to 700, I go inside and get my people out of there.
Yeah, as soon as you get there, see if they're ready. If they're not, then go ahead and do what we need to do, because then if and when they for real are ready, they can call us again and we can send another driver.
I copy. What about if it's someone, VI, and we pick them up at their home, and it's a new customer, and they don't see us, then what? And they don't answer their phone.
They miss their ride. But at the time of the scheduling, everybody has been mentioning that, you know, does your phone get the messages, text messages, or do you want just a phone call directly? So they're getting these options, so they are aware.
Copy.
Chris, dispatch.
Go ahead.
Hey, it says it's my break, but it's already started counting down that 30 minutes. When I get in for my lunch, I'm going to start a timer for 30 minutes.
Not how it works anymore. You'll have to, it actually starts when it starts. I was just told that just today as well.
Well, that wouldn't be a 30-minute break then.
It starts when it starts. That's your 30 minutes. I don't know. We can discuss it when you come in.